Missouri Nut Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. Mizzou's ground game showed power against Texas A&M, but the Aggies' balance proved too much. Jamal Roberts and Ahmad Hardy each topped 100 yards rushing, yet the number 19 Tigers fell 38-17 to the third-ranked Aggies. And Eli Drinkwitz taking blame, saying he was outcoached.
Poor coaching by me. Put us in a position to give up the fumble before half. You know, ultimately that should be a 7-0 game. You know, to cut it to 14 and have a chance right there and give up a fake punt, again, I got to be better there. Players fought and fought and fought and gave us every chance in the world. Poorly done by me.
True freshman Matt Zollers struggled at quarterback.
I didn't think he made bad decisions in the past games. It's not like he was throwing the ball up for jeopardy and putting us in terrible spots. We let him down as coaches tonight with the protection plan.
Mizzou is now 6-3. They're 0-6 the last two seasons against ranked SEC opponents. The Tigers will close out their home schedule Saturday night against Mississippi State. Missouri State pulled off a dramatic 21-17 road win at Liberty, capped by Jacob Clark's 13-yard touchdown pass to freshman Tristan Gardner with just 27 seconds left. Clark threw for 286 yards, two scores. He added a rushing touchdown as the Bears rallied from a 10-0 halftime deficit. The Bears are now 6-3. They're bowl eligible and 4-1 in their first season in Conference USA. They'll host UTEP on Saturday for homecoming. Mark Mitchell scored 24. Ant Robinson added 22. Mizzou men's basketball cruised to a 106-68 win over VMI on Sunday. Mitchell had 29 points thanks to 12 of 14 shooting as Mizzou was trailing SEMO with 5 minutes to go on Friday night. They came up with a 5-point win. The Tigers are 3-0. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.